move we adjourn.
Okay, we'll call a meeting to order at 6 o'clock. And we'll call for a moment of silence, please. And we'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just a wee bit of housekeeping. If anyone has any electronic devices, we would appreciate it if you would turn them off during the meeting. Roll call, please.
Paul Greenough.
Here.
Clark Cotner.
Here.
Steve Lawrenson.
Here.
Harry Robinson.
Here.
Dennis Olison.
Here.
Charlie Hawkins.
Here.
Bonnie Onion requested to be excused tonight.
I'll entertain a motion.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 7-0. And I'm screwing up the thing already, I think. My phone's doing it. That was, yeah, I know what you're thinking of. Okay, recognition and awards. We have an award, I believe. Do you have that there? Okay, thank you. There you go. Thank you, Sean. Sean has been a member of the Boy Scouts of America for 6 years. He currently is a member of Blaine Boy Scout Troop number 4025 and has recently achieved the highest rank of Eagle Scout for completing his project of building a covered picnic shelter at Peace Arch State Park. After meeting with Jason Snow, Peace Arch Park Manager, about volunteering to do his Eagle Scout project at the park, Sean learned that there was a need for a second covered picnic shelter for park visitors. He chose to build a covered picnic shelter for his Eagle Scout project because it would benefit both the park and the community and be something long-standing he could bring his kids to see. He has spent the last 2 years and over 1,500 hours building the shelter on weekends. His dad also worked closely with him on the project. In addition, he appreciates receiving assistance from Park Manager Jason Snow, Robin, Park Staff, and John, Park Volunteer, as well as some of the adults from his Boy Scout troop. The shelter, constructed on state property within the city limits, required 7 layers of approval by both state and city officials. Through this process, he learned about leadership, donations, materials, tools, permits, and permissions. Jason Snow, park ranger, says Sean persevered and kept at it every step of the way. Today, we have a new covered shelter that is enjoyed by park visitors from both sides of the border. Building the shelter confirmed Sean didn't want to have a future career in construction, but to continue his plans to go to the University of British Columbia to complete his completed a degree in kinesiology in preparation for his dream job of becoming a police officer. Congratulations, Sean. thank you for what you've done for the community. Okay, next item is audience participation. I see no one signed up. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to have the opportunity to speak on an item that is not on the agenda? Okay, hearing none, we'll go on to written communication. Sherry, did we have any written communication?
We did receive an email dated Wednesday, October 22nd from Bethlehem Dalgleish regarding the Blaine High School community event.
Okay. Next item is the consent agenda. Will we approval of bills in the amount of $1,159,888.86. Approval of council minutes, a special council meeting, October the 13th, 2014, a regular council meeting, October the 13th, 2014, a study session, October the 20th, 2014, also approval of the H Street sidewalk project closeout, and number four, the Banner Bank building elevator modernization project closeout. I will entertain a motion.
So moved.
Do we have a seconder?
I will.
Okay. Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries 6-0. Next item on our agenda is a public hearing on the 2015 property tax levy. Is anyone going to present that? Is that going to be you, Jeff?
Good evening. So the purpose of this public hearing is to provide an explanation on how the property tax mill levy is set and then the options the council has in setting the 2015 levy. So you know when you get your semi-annual property tax bill, you see listed the jurisdictions that receive property taxes. And this chart here shows current property tax distributions in Whatcom County, with the school districts receiving 36% and the state 23%, cities 11%, the county 10%, and then you see all those special districts such as the library district, EMS, the hospital, all share about a combined 20% of property taxes paid in Whatcom County. So the city of Blaine receives approximately 11% of that total pie. So currently, for every dollar of property tax paid to the city, these are the current allocations as in the budget. 18 cents goes to the general fund operations, 12 cents to street operations, 14 cents to street overlay projects, and then the remaining 56 cents pays for debt service on the street capital bond. And the final payment on that street bond is December 2017. That's when it matures. And then an additional 17 cents, not shown here, but additional 17 cents goes toward the payment on the bond that was used to build the fire station on Odell Road. And that excess levy was approved by the voters in 2002. And then that bond matures in 2021. So the statutory limit that's placed on cities under a 10,000 population in levying a property tax increase is 1%. So it's 1% on the previous year's property tax revenue plus we get any from new construction, any value from new construction. And over the last few years, construction numbers have been very low, so we might start to see those numbers increase, but it wouldn't be anything dramatic. So then here's some definitions explaining what a mill levy is and how it's set. A mill is basically a 1,000th of a currency unit. And an assessed valuation is used in determining the mill levy. So when you get your property tax bill from the county treasurer, it'll show your total assessed value as assigned by the county assessor. So that's the assessed value is the value of the taxable property within the city as determined by the county assessor's office. And the city's portion of the annual property tax payment on, say, an assessed value of $200,000 is approximately $265. And that calculation is based on the current city's current mill levy of $1.33 per thousand. So then if you took the 1% increase as allowed by law, that would generate approximately a total of $10,000 in additional property tax revenue. And then so the next slide shows the calculation of how that's determined. So you would take the 2015 tax revenue and then divide that by the city's total assessed valuation times 1,000, and that gives you your mill levy. So based on current numbers, no, I'm sorry, based on what we estimate for next year with the 1%, it would be $1.34. So then if you assume an assessed property value of $200,000, and then you multiply that by $1.34, divided by 1,000, you get $268. So between estimated 2015 and what we're currently collecting 2014, that would be about a $3 increase from the 2014 amount with the 1%. Then, as I mentioned earlier, on the excess bond levy for the fire station, in order to meet the debt service payment on that, we have to collect 17 cents per thousand. So when you add the estimated $1.34 plus the 17 cents for the fire station bond levy, you get a total levy of $1.51. And if you use that same calculation based on a $200,000 assessed value home, your total annual property tax payment, the city's portion, would be $294. So those are the calculations. Last year, or for current 2014 levy, council voted a no increase. And so what happens with that 1% gets banked. And so your options for 2015 would be to adopt no increase and bank that 1%, or take the 1%, which is equal to an additional $10,000 in property tax revenue, and it would result in an estimated levy rate of $1.34.
Jeff, we have one item in the bank, 1 year in the bank.
You have 1 year in the bank.
Two
percent in the bank.
Whatever they are.
Yes, that's correct. Right. Yeah. So, with that, are there any questions?
Gentlemen, any questions?
Jeff?
Paul?
We have seen a proposed budget for 2014. Is that predicated on no increase or what percentage?
That's predicated on no increase.
Okay. Now, is there anyone that would like to speak to this issue? So we would be allowed you 3 minutes to speak to the issue if you wish to. Hearing none, I will close the public hearing then.
And then action will be taken at the next council meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Okay, next item on the agenda is Commission's Committee Reports. Clark, anything on the Blaine Economic Development Advisory Committee?
No report.
Steve, any reports on any of your committees?
No report.
Bonnie's not here. Paul, what about WTA? Charlie?
No report.
Dennis, any reports on your committees?
Yeah, Ferndale is opening their new library this week.
Okay.
And, I'm not sure what specific date. They had some holdups, but it is scheduled for this week.
Okay.
And the Senior Center, they have their big fundraiser, the Spaghetti Feed, on November 7th. $10, and the dinner's from 5:30 to 7, and then they have music from 7 to 8.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Jones, have you any for the Planning Commission?
Yes, sir. For the Planning Commission, I just wanted to mention that they're finalizing the downtown zoning amendments that they're working on. They likely will take action at this next coming meeting, if not probably the one after, and you'll see that soon coming to council. And I just wanted to mention that they are going to begin the 2016 comprehensive plan update process, with the first public hearing on that will be the first meeting in November, and then the second one will be on the second meeting in November. And what will happen is we'll have a meeting about every month or two from now until early 2016 as we go through one chapter at a time to update the comprehensive plan. As we get a little ways into this, those draft chapters will come to you to make sure that you're comfortable with the direction that it's headed, because ultimately you'll get the whole thing in 2016 together. Regarding the Park and Cemetery Board, they have adopted a job description, so to speak, for the Committee for Open Space and View Preservation that you've authorized, and they're working on finalizing membership so that committee can begin its work project.
Thank you. Small Cities Caucus, City Manager, no report. Okay, Finance Committee.
No report, and we need to schedule another one.
Okay, Chief Hollander.
Nothing to report other than I'm sure okay.
Things are going well in Semiamo. Things are going well in Semiamo. Okay, good. Thank you.
Charlie wants to know how much you want for the Custard Fire Station.
I don't know what it's listed for. I can
Okay, department reports. Raven, have you got any from the Public Works?
Very briefly, and I apologize for my tardiness. Sometimes the train makes one humble. That was my lesson this evening. All right, in terms of project update, the Allen Street Sewer, or Vista Terrace Phase 1, is going well. Construction is a little over half complete going up the hill. And as construction normally does, we have been getting a lot of questions from property owners and interest in the sewer and so forth, so it's keeping our phone lines busy as well. Nature's Path started sending us their wash water last week, so that's exciting new revenue to the sewer fund. Really happy about that. We're working on a couple of bids to be going out shortly. One is for a sewer camera. That money for that is part of the Cane Creek grant that we accepted a few months ago. And we're also working on the pipeline electrical. So when we did the water main on Pipeline and Harvey Roads a couple of years ago, we put in the conduit for future electrical. So we'll be bidding out that work shortly. A couple of projects that have been placed upon our laps for next year that not necessarily anticipated. One is on the SR 548, or the Blaine Road section. There is an unnamed creek with a culvert that they're going to be replacing. And so everybody that has utilities in the Blaine Road is being asked to move or get out of the way of the new culvert. So that does affect our electrical interceptor line that goes down there. And we'll be working with Birch Bay Water and Sewer here shortly to pothole that and verify depth and alignment and all that so we can work on how to get out of their way. And then also on Peace Portal Bridge, the county is doing a seismic retrofit next year. And we have been evaluating alternatives for what to do with our water main. We have a 10-inch water main that hangs from the bridge. And at this point in time, it's looking like we're probably going to go under the creek. It looks like from a cost benefit basis that that would be the best for us, and then in the future, if they do anything with the bridge, we won't be required to relocate it again. And then finally, it's around that time of year to schedule our annual meeting with Birch Bay Water and Sewer District, and I just wanted to put that out there. We'd love for one or a couple of you to join us for that. Dan and I talked a little bit last week about some of the agenda items. Charlie, I know you've come the last couple of years. It's generally the first part of December, so I think what I'll do is just kind of toss that out there, and then I'll follow up with you at your next meeting to see who might be interested and get some dates floated out. And that's all for public work.
Questions? Thank you, Raven. Michael, there's nothing from the community.
No, sir.
Thank you. Okay, public safety.
Just two short items, Your Honor. One that this past week we had the senior hazardous materials operations manager from Burlington Northern up and gave three separate classes. We had a total of 30 personnel between Blaine ACS, all of the Blaine PD personnel. We had some folks join us from North Watcom Fire and also U.S. Customs. So it was well attended. City Manager Dave Wilbrick sat in on one of the sessions as well. And we had both classroom and some hands-on. I got to look at some of the valve assemblies and some of the things that actually caused the problems. It was a very, very well received and excellent information. That poor guy didn't get out of there till 10:30 that night, and he had to be in Olympia at 9 o'clock the next morning. So we're writing him a very nice thank you letter. And also that the meeting at Samiama Residents Association went very well. We provided them for public safety with some statistics, as did the other department heads. So, thank you.
Thank you. Mr. City Manager.
No report.
No report. Okay. Well, we've got our calendars. Any changes or modifications on there? Okay. Well, we're good. Okay. Next item is unfinished business. Council and council new business. I just had one item that I wanted to mention. I got a call this morning from a reporter for the Bellingham Herald. They have picked up on the letter that the COG sent to all of our federal representatives regarding the Vasquez machine and the delays that are being caused by the slow trains going through Bell Road and Peace Portal. And I gave him as much information as I could over the phone. I gave him several other names. I gave him your name, David. I gave him your name, Chief. I gave him your name, Chief. So if you hear from the reporter, you'll know what it's about. I think it's a terrific idea that people are picking up on this, and I would love to see a nice article appear in the paper. That's the only thing I have. Anything else for anybody else? Okay, now we're going to break for executive session. And the time is approximately 6:24. David, do we have any idea how long we'll be out approximately?
Oh, I would give it an hour and a half.
What? Okay.
2 hours. 3 hours.
So
we'll go quickly as we can.
Okay, so we will be back. I'll schedule us to return at 7 p.m. You're welcome to wait for our return, but it'll be approximately 7 o'clock before we get out of executive session.
Does it just half an hour? I'm sorry.
We said an hour and a half.
Well, it's 6:30, so if we come back at 7, that's a half hour meeting.
Oh, that's right. Wow. It's a good try, though. Okay, we'll go at 8 then.
It may go faster.
Yeah. That, okay, so we'll be back at 8. I'm having trouble with daylight savings time, too. Okay, so we'll be on the other. We're going to go into the little room. Is that right, David?